Blog Talk Radio.
While I was sleeping, Lord, you were working on the mess I made like only I can do. When I start thinking I'm so far from you, I wake up to hear you whisper, that's not true. Well, good morning, mercy, you call me worthy. Feels like the sun shining on my face. Living's good this side of grace. I feel it working. Goodbye to the hurting. You woke me up, put me on my way.
Good morning. We're waiting on Mr. Cardinal, who will be hosting the show today. But on the line, we have with us Donna B. I am not in my usual spot, but we just finished playing a song there. Good morning, Donna.
Good morning.
And how are you today?
I'm fine.
Oh, you are fine. Okay, rise and shine. Oh, we have Sister Kathleen with us this morning, so we're going to summon her to lead us in prayer. So, Sister Kathleen, good morning. Yes,
Father,
and how
God,
are you today?
I'm doing well, Brother Henry. How are you?
Okay, doing wonderful. Waiting for host Cardinal to come on in, but you can go ahead and lead us in prayer.
Okay. Father God, we enter your gates with thanksgiving and your courts with praise. We thank you for another day to worship you in spirit and in truth. For this is the day that you have made. You said, let us rejoice and be glad in it. Now we ask you, Lord, to remove any distractions, anxieties, worries, and fears, and quiet our spirit, so we can be edified and encouraged by your word and inspirational music. We thank you now for ministering to our heart and mind in Jesus' name.
Okay, and I'm going to tell us what's going on over there in the city of New York.
Yes, so it's a bright and sunny morning here in New York. We have a whopping 66 degrees this morning. It's promises to be a great day. Otherwise, going to hit the 70s today.
Okay, very well. We have host with us, so Colonel will take it over from here. And I think we have mattresses also, Colonel, so take it from there.
Good morning to all fans, friends, and supporters of the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show, coming to you from the platform of Caribbean Global Voices. I'm not even sure how much of a hosting I can do because I'm in dire straits with respect to my technical, technological services, my broadband Wi-Fi provider. Has not been providing me with much over the last couple of hours. So I'm in a position between somewhere between the rock and the hard place in trying to figure out how to host this show without the benefit of my Wi-Fi service. Anyway, I'm going to do the best that I can under the circumstances. I really have no method of controlling this. So hopefully, Eva can bring on in some music. Anyway, let me say good morning to all the fans who are, listening into the inspirational portion today. And hopefully that it will provide you with the inspiration that we hope that you will obtain. Now, we've been celebrating, and you know that's what we do here on the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show, and May has been quite the month of celebration. We've had the celebration of Mother's Day. Let me put that one up front, because, I am considerate of those who make this a sacred occasion. Let me put Mother's Day up front. Those of us who in the Caribbean who celebrate Labor Day on the first Monday in May, and then there's Cinco de Mayo, and we kind of try to mention all of these occasions. We try to celebrate with everybody. Then, just we celebrate the birthday of Malcolm X. And we memorialize the death of Bob Marley. Just Thursday would have been a big celebration for us. It's African Liberation Day. Now today some people are shouting to call it Africa Day. African Liberation Day, May 20th. It just came up last, recognize our experience as an African people and what we have done in response to a pretty harsh experience after our encounter with Europeans. We'll talk some more about that later. But for now, let's bring you some inspiration. Are you with me? Ira, you in? Timothy Tiver is not hearing at this point.
Okay, we have Bob online, they can't know.
Okay. You're going to have to bring her in, you know. I remember I don't have any.
She's in.
Okay. Let her go ahead. I've been trying to hear you, but I haven't been hearing you.
No, I just came back. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, okay, go ahead. I just ended up saying, I thought you were listening. I just ended up saying you're going to give you some inspirational music at the moment. So I expect you to
speak in about it. Go ahead.
Okay. Sister Barbara, you're going to bless us with a prayer this morning. As I'm hoping that you heard me earlier when I indicated that I'm not in a very good hosting position since my technological services are down. So, just go on in at Ivor's direction. She's going to bless us with a prayer.
Father God, how we worship you this morning, oh God. We exalt you, Lord. We know that you are worthy to be praised. Lord, there is none like you. Thank you for this fresh morning, dear God, of health and strength, your breath that you give us, dear God. We thank you and we love you so much, oh God. Thank you for your faithfulness to us. Thank you for the day that you went to Calvary's cross and you saved us in this full. Past, present, and future. We thank you that once we have accepted you as our Savior, dear God, we have eternal life in heaven to be with you, dear God. Lord, today, as you go into this show, we pray for everyone that is listening, dear Father, dear God, that they would be blessed, that they would hear a word of encouragement somewhere, dear God. We pray for those who are grieving this morning, the bereavement of families. Dear Father, Lord, we pray that you would comfort them, dear God. You are the God of all comfort. Lord, we pray for those who are sick at this time. Lord, help them to realize that you are the healer. Lord, you are the great physician. Most importantly, dear God, we thank you that they can have a relationship with you, dear Father, because that's your desire for us. We pray for Cardinal even at this time, dear Father, as he's hosting the show this morning. Lord, we thank you so much for him. We pray that you just continue to bless him. Lord Jesus, help him to know how much you love him, how much you desire a continued relationship with him, dear Father. Lord, we pray for Ivor, dear God, this morning too. I pray that you just continue to help him, dear God, to grow into this godly man that you, Lord, created them to be, both Cardinal and Ivor and Mr. Leon, as they're listening, David and everyone else that is listening under the sound of our voice. Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we love you, we bless you again, dear God. Thank you again for everything. You are loving Heavenly Father. And we ask all these things in no other name but in Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Sister Barbara. We deeply appreciate that prayer because we know how much we our listeners rely on the power of prayer to lift them beyond any circumstances that they might be encountering. So, thank you. That is much appreciated. Eva, can you give us some music, please?
Don't cry, oh no, just remember.
Yes, I mean, for you, all this standing by, worry about anything. And if you're living in conscious of that, you'll join the chorus and say, hey, I've got God with me, I've got nothing to worry about. Well, that's the thing. Okay, Ivor, are you with me?
If he brings you happiness, then I wish you both the best. It's your happiness that matters most of all. But if he ever breaks your heart, if the teardrop ever starts, I'll be there before the next teardrop falls. Si te quiere de verdad y te da felicidad, te deseo lo más bueno para los dos. Pero si te hace llorar. Oh,
Yeah, we have Sister Janet here. David, let me just jump in a little bit there. At the controls. She's getting a quick crash course. So.
Morning. Second world. Hi, Mrs. Iver. So we're going to play our next song. Y'all ready? Sit back and enjoy the music.
I know. Maybe it's just about thinking coming at this time. I know. Let's take it off.
Oh, so now we just need...
Go on, Sister Kathleen, go on. Sister Kathleen, with us? Channel?
Yes.
But
is this
yes,
for the
a little exaltation. We always do that in the middle.
Okay, I'm ready. Our
yes,
inspirational thought. Our inspirational thought for today is from Psalm 121, verses 1 and 2. I will lift up my eyes to the hills, from whence comes my help. My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. My message today is entitled, Lift Up Your Head and Look Up. Do you sometimes focus too much on your circumstances? Worry aimlessly about how your challenges will be resolved? Well, we know the answer is yes. We all have had experiences that have led us to feel hopeless momentarily. Jesus said in John 16:31, in the world you will have tribulation. On some days we may feel like our world is shattered. However, the Lord doesn't want us to dwell on our problems, but his promises. God wants us to lift up our head and look up. He is the Most High God, everlasting, great, living, merciful, and mighty. Psalm 46:1 says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. He is our shelter from the pursuit of danger or trouble. When we hope in God, there is no fear. Faith and fear cannot occupy the same temple. When we lift up our heads and look up, not down at our problems, we believe and know, according to Romans 8:28, that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. He turns our failures and hardships into opportunities for spiritual growth. The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. When we look up, lift up our head and look up, we see a sovereign God, ruler of the universe. Is there anything he can't do? When we lift up our head and look up, well, I'm glad you asked. We praise God, perceiving that God is in every detail of our lives and situation. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. When we look up, we have help. We have hope. We think and talk positively from God's truth. We walk in confidence. So let's make a conscientious decision today to lift up our eyes to the hills from whence comes our help. Our help comes from the Lord. Heavenly Father, I pray that everyone who heard this message will look up to you, the author and finisher of their faith. May they see hope and receive help in any challenges they may have today. I thank you, Lord Jesus, in advance for giving victory to them today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, thank you for that rendition, young lady. I'm sure our listeners would deeply appreciate that and your thoughts as well. Okay, I know you can go on and
I have lived a life of sin in this world I'm living in, I have done forbidden things I shouldn't do. I ask a beggar along the way if he could tell me where to stay, where I could find real happiness and love that's true. Across the bridge, there's no more sorrow. Across the bridge, there's no more pain. The sun will shine across the river, and you'll never be unhappy again. Follow the footsteps of the king till you hear the voices ring. They'll be singing out the glory of the land. The River Jordan will be near. The sound of trumpets you will hear, and you'll behold the most precious place ever known to man. Across the bridge, there's no more sorrow. Across the bridge, there's no more pain. The sun will shine across the river, and you'll never be unhappy again. Across the bridge, there's no more sorrow. Across the bridge, there's no more pain. The sun will shine across the river, and you'll never be unhappy again.
Okay, no, turn and go. Nobody buy something. Go.
I will just put on some more music. I don't have that kind.
Damn,
of
I'm not by the computer that. Right now, so do some talking or something.
I can go here with a short exhortation.
Baba, say something, please. Go ahead. I have the earpiece in my ear, but I'm away from the computer. It's about to start.
Just have a short encouragement. Thank you so much, Sister Kathleen, for that word that you brought. And we know that we could never have enough of God's word. Just want to just share some encouraging words today for people who are going through, and even just to hear the word of God. It is courage. Courage. Key to our courage. We see there are different, we have different points that we can make in the Word of God, stay in the Word of God day and night so that we can have courage. The Word of God quietens, it quietens our spirit, it purifies our hearts, it sharpens our perceptions, it clarifies our direction, it confirms our caution, our counsel. It increases our faith. It enlarges our view of God. It guides us to success. So reading and studying the Word of God in that one-on-one relationship each day, that's exactly what it does. And when a man and a woman, you know, when we have conviction that we are doing the work of God, God gives us zeal and it gives us courage in our souls. And no forces of life, no matter what comes against us, nothing can destroy us because we have that word. And we see here that even Daniel, Daniel stood by his convictions, you know. He was confident that God would hear his prayer and that God will answer his prayer. And that's why when we stay in the word of God, we know that God will answer a prayer once we are walking in the will of God. And we are committed to be true to the word of God. And it helps us even with our character. Conviction helps us focus and have goals pleasing the Lord. When you lay down your conviction, your character is gone. The motivation that Daniel had was courage, and he stand by his conviction. His commitment was obedience to the word of God. Daniel, definitely, he was a great example for us, and he remained faithful to God. You know, he stand for his conviction. Doors were open for opportunities, and doors will be open for opportunities for us once we stand by our convictions. So we stand for the truth no matter what happens. So I would share with everyone and ask everyone today, what are your convictions that you hold, you know, close to your heart? What are your convictions that control your conduct, your morals, your faithfulness, even your finances? And what convictions do you have when you're confronted by people who are even against the word? But today we can stand in the word of God knowing that God is there for us. And I want to share with everybody today, as Mrs. Kathleen said, do not give up. Keep on, keep on, keep on, keeping on, keep on, keeping on. And the awareness that God is with you, the awareness of his presence, that God is with us. During that time, we can also experience God's strength within us. The assurance of his will for us, the overflowing joy that fills us, the life-changing lessons God teaches us, the fruit of his truth produces through us, the reward he has, the reward that he has promised us. So I just want to continue to encourage everyone today to stay in the word of God, trust God, walk in his ways, look to God, even in his appointed time. That's to even help me to even have the zeal even more to go on for Christ, even as I lost my dear. She's a sister-in-law, but she was my sister. Not only my sister-in-law, but she was my sister. We went to school together. We grew together. She fell in love with my brother, and we lived from there. They were together over 45 years. And she had true conviction that she stood for Christ, you know, no matter what the battle was. And, you know, she died suddenly, just collapsed at the gym. But, you know, one thing is the assurance there is that she had Jesus, and that she loved the Lord, and we know that she is with the Lord today. And then, you know, her reward is great. I just want to continue to encourage everyone today to continue to trust the Lord with all your heart. Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. In all our ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. So we praise God today for his word. And again, this little exhortation together with what Sister Kathleen said is courage. Courage to continue seeking the Lord to be with Christ.
Thank you, Barbara. And this is what the inspiration hour is supposed to be about, to give our listeners a moment to stop thinking, focus, and recognize.
Life is easy when you're up on the mountain. You've got peace of mind like never know. Things change when you're down in the valley. Don't stay, or you're never alone. For the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. when you're up on the mountain. The talk comes so easy when life's at its best. Now it's down in the valley, trials and temptations, that's where you'll face.
Unchanging hand, feel your hope.
tears may bring. And if my earthly friends forsake it, still more closely to him cling. When your journey is in this, and to God you have been true. Oh, fair and bright your home in glory. Your enraptured soul will you. Hold his hand. God's unchanging hand, you just hold to his hand. God's unchanging hand, feel your whole soul sing eternal. And hold to God's unchanging hand.
Upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. This is from number 6, 24 to 26. I pray that each person today will have a blessed day. I pray that each person will focus on what they have heard from the Holy Spirit guiding and leading them about the truth. Amen.
I believe, say it.
and there's a portion for Cardinal. Take it over.
Okay. Well, why don't you tell us what's going on if you don't have David?
No, David is on site. He's here, but and the full...
I'm not hearing you clearly either.
So David is
I'm
here,
not
but
hearing
he's
clearly.
Full. Full and everything is full, so he's not going to be able to bring you the sport. Let me see if I can do justice. We have the Masters going on here in Atlanta at this time, and we have a match in progress. One of three matches today, and teams are Clubhouse versus the Desmond Lewis team. Desmond Lewis would have played yesterday. They would have won their match yesterday. This proceeding started yesterday, as a matter of fact. It's going to go up until Monday, the Labor Day. Not Labor Day, Memorial Day. So, trying to catch my breath here. Walking away from the school in Peru. So, I give a little commentary. This one is outside the off stump and getting the outer edge and goes down to the big third and down to four. So the score here at the moment is 27 loss, 27 for no loss, and that's the clubhouse who's feeling they're coming up against the defending champions. I think they would have won last year. Folks, this is the fourth edition of the Desmond Lewis Memorial. And I just wanted to do just to him a little bit. It's a bio of him. Find that. If I can find it. In the meantime, I think we have Lian on sport on the line there. I could bring him in to say what's going to take place tomorrow at 6 o'clock in the p.m. until 9 o'clock, even on a holiday weekend. So, have that stuff to the card here. Okay, unorganized. When you're multitasking, you're doing this. Still not doing life management, just doing the public loan or waiting here for a generator.
One forever.
We have Leon now, and we have this is the live. Leon, come on in.
Good morning, Ivor. Did you call for Dennis?
Oh, Dennis, yes. I'm sorry. Give us what we have in sport here now and tomorrow as we enter the sport.
Well, you know, currently down in the Caribbean, we have the women's T20 Blaze going on. It's early stage of the matches. Just the first innings have taken place. We have the Guyana making bold out for 39 in their 20 overs. Leeward Islands with 121 for 5 against Barbados. Jamaica 102 for 6 in their 20 overs against Windward Island. And those matches currently are live at the moment and available for direct streaming if you are able to get to the West Indies YouTube site. The West Indies A team in Bangladesh. We have the Bangladesh in their first innings, they're 237 all out. And in their second innings, Bangladesh were 297 all out. West Indies A, 345 in their first, and 191 for seven in their second innings. So West Indies won that match by 3 wickets. And for the IPL, the IPL is on the way. We are just coming up to the final match, which will take place tomorrow. Hope you can join because or you're able to view it. The playoff matches have been very, very exciting. Tomorrow we have the Gujarat Titans playing the Chennai Super King for the IPL 2023 championship. And if you are able, we invite you to join us tomorrow on the cricket show at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, where, as usual, we will have the coach's corner with multi-sport coach Jatin Patel. We hope you'll be able to join us also for the birthday anniversary hour. And followed, we have news and scores on matches and happenings in West Indies and other international cricket. So join us tomorrow on the cricket show at 6 p.m. That's WW Blog Talk Radio, the cricket show. And you can call us at 1-515-605-9850. Hoping to see you, hoping to hear from you. Join us tomorrow. Ivor, that's a brief summary of what we have. Back to you.
Yes, indeed. Let's see if Leon can add anything to that on this memorial weekend. Leon? Yes, Leon is in the back there, but maybe he's not the first one to say anything at this time. So, kind of, we have Linus online, so you might want to get a drum roll and introduce them.
Dave, I'm not able to come in this morning. Hello?
Hello, good morning. Good morning. Morning, everybody. Can you hear me?
I'm hearing you now. Yes. Good to have you.
Okay, wonderful. You know, I was saying good morning to everybody from beautiful St. Kitts. A little overcast, but very humid, hot. But it's all right still.
Okay. Enjoy the weather, whatever it is.
Whatever it is. Oh, yeah. We are grateful.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. Well, if that's all for the cricket.
No, I found it here, Colonel. Certainly.
We also had Merchants online. I don't know if she's still there, but she was there.
Yeah, let me do justice to Mr. Desmond Lewis here. While we spoke, they started saying that this is the fourth edition of this tour. So Desmond Lewis, we all know, from Jamaica, a lot of Jamaica, and in his memory, they're having this one. As I read into his father, you will understand why. So here we go. Desmond Lewis, after fulfilling his cricketing ambitions in Jamaica by first representing Kingston Cricket Club at the local level in Jamaica, went on to the national level and then on to the West Indies regional level. Desmond Michael Lewis, paternal instinct became overwhelming. He began to focus his attention on the opportunities for his three young sons. He reasoned that the United States would be the best country for them to seek self-actualization. Desi, as he's affectionately called, with his wife Marjorie and their three sons, Desmond Jr., Philip, and Christopher,
I migrated to Atlanta in 1978. Subsequent to the family being settled and secured, healthy social and recreational life in that capacity started to return. In 1984, he became a founding member of the Atlanta Rugby Club. This great and noble game was off when he played the first match at Valdosta, Georgia, and also played friendly matches in Texas. In 1985, competitive juices, other cricket enthusiasts were manifested, and that spirit of thought resulted in the foundation of the Atlanta. There were players from Guyana, India, Kongo, and Jamaica. Being satisfied with the direction of the Atlanta Cricket Club, Messi, along with his compatriots, Edward Johnson, Junior Williams, and Lascelles Kennedy, founded the Sports Club in 1987. By any barometer, this event can only be described as fortuitous and magnanimous. As to date, tropical sport has achieved a remarkable and enviable record of success, not only on the cricket field, but more importantly, in community development, especially in educational support for youth. It has set the standard by which other clubs are judged. These successes have been achieved under the stewardship and leadership of Desi, who has remained a pillar of strength and a person who commands the utmost respect, not only within the organization, but also the wider cricket community in North America. Purely from a cricket perspective, it is interesting and important to note that some of Desi's milestones, ironically, tropical lost championship match to Atlanta Club in the inaugural year. Unbelievable on 1987 to 2000. Desi was the vice captain of wicketkeeping during this historic period. Hexi entered into what should be described as a semi-retirement period. He served as player, coach, but his main focus turned in coaching. Although this has affected the process, we continue to have advocacy, disseminating his solemnness, wisdom, both to tropical and to the field. He is especially proud of his contribution as a founder and organizer. The city now hosts two leagues, approximately 35 teams. We are fortunate beneficiaries of this sport. That's great, that's my research. Jamaica, that's a bio. So we can end this quote here, Colonel, and it's going to be all up to you, Pablo. Perhaps I would be interrupted in the next year.
Yes, thank you, Ivor. And okay, since we are going to have the thing, let me just greet the fans, friends, and supporters of the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show, with a special emphasis on those special fans. And by now, if you are a frequent listener to the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show, you would know who they are, so you probably can call them out for me. Come on. Nevertheless, I got to say a special good morning to the people in New York, Mertris, Ina, Donna, Sharon, and Lady Bob's in it. Good morning to you. This great day of May in 2023. Like I said earlier, there has been a lot of celebration and memorialization in the month of May, but we still find room to add one more, even if it's your birthday. Good morning to you, even if it's just a great day that you're spending today. I'm going to go on over to St. Martin, and I'm going to say good morning to Irma Thompson and Carlos over there in St. Martin, and to all the fans we have there. Hoping that you're also having a great day today. I hear Elena say that they're having an overcast with humid weather in St. Kitts. St. Martin is really pretty close by, so maybe they're sharing the same thing. Good morning, Irma. Good morning, Carlos. Good morning, friends, fans, and supporters over there in St. Martin. I'm going to go on over to St. Kitts, and I'm going to say good morning to Lynette. Never mind the fact that you've already heard her this morning, giving us her account and perception of the weather conditions over there. You think it's, you call it beautiful, overcast and humid. But, you know, you can still enjoy it. The beach is close by, and everything else is within close range. Good morning, Lynette, and good morning to the fans. I'm going to go over to Nevis. I'm going to say good morning to Mr. Renford Doar and his staff there at 2020 Vision Radio, particularly to Carmen Lady C. Griffin. Good morning to you. I'm also going to say good morning to my friend and classmate, Earl Sargent, listening on to us over there. Pop on us, Earl, and give us a comment on what you think the show is doing. We got you for that. Good morning to my classmates who have a chat going on WhatsApp. I really like the chat going on WhatsApp, so I want to step out and say good morning to them all. It all began when we celebrated the 50th anniversary of our graduation from Charlestown Secondary School. Good morning. Keep up the chat, classmates. I'm sure it's helpful and inspirational to quite a bit. So keep it going. Good morning to the people over in the UK. Where I'll get there and say good morning to Omel, enjoying the football, enjoying the Saturday morning entertainment show. And I'm also going to say good morning to Michelle, who stands by and waits to hear her calypso. Good morning to you. Hope that in the UK is as great as it is in Central, or every place, whatever that might be. I'm going to come across the channel and I'm going to say good morning to people in Fort Lauderdale. And I'm going to say good morning to Marva Jones and my favorite celebrity, Tiffany, my brother Malik's little sister, Tanaya. Good morning to you. I'm also going to say good morning to Elimat, King Elimat, that is. Hoping that the brother is doing fine. It was great to hear from him a couple of days ago. Sounds up and going. Sounds bright. We love to hear that. We love him to call us and tell us what he's doing. But we also like to see for, confirm for ourselves that the brother is doing right. Quite a legend is, you know, we got to protect that and put up for as long as we can. I'm going to say we're going down to the South, Miami, where I'm going to pick up another legend. That is Jerome Cutner. Richard, he comes to you that way by way of Stanley Point. Good morning, Cutner. He's listening quietly back there, down there in the Cutner with Jerry. Glad to have you, my brother. Hope that we're going to hear from you. We're happy to hear you. I'm going to go on up to Georgia, where I'm going to say good morning to Monique, Yvette, and Barbara. Not sure to say about Monique. I understand that she went on vacation over the Anguilla. So while I was talking the Caribbean, I should have said good morning, Monique, at that point. But anyway, good morning. Enjoy the weekend. And this weekend, as I understand, and Lynette didn't remind me, we're sharing something called, while they're celebrating what is called Memorial Day in the United States and the U.S. Virgin Islands, they're celebrating something called Whit Weekend. It goes on from Whit Sunday, I believe, into Whit Monday, both of which days are holidays. So all who are in the Caribbean or whatever part of the Caribbean, and you're celebrating that. Or if you're in the United States, one of the bigger holidays in the United States and the Virgin Islands, enjoy it. Celebrate. It's forcing towards the end of May. It's about our last show, but we would encourage you to celebrate anyway. And we're going to do the same thing. We're doing show. This is our last show for May. And so we're going to ask you to celebrate. At the end of it, we're going to ask you to celebrate all of it with the Saturday morning yesterday. So I'm going to say good morning to my dear sister Yvonne over there in Melbourne, and I know she's going to have a great weekend this weekend. Even pick these weekends to I missed that, man. Okay. I'm not going to let anybody see me crying. I got that. Morning, Yvonne. hoping that you have a good morning. Minister, good morning to Kathleen, the inspirational power, biggest fan. Hoping that you are looking forward to enjoying this weekend. And let me say a special prayer to all those, because there have been a lot of people who have experienced a lot in the family, who have experienced some sort of tribulation or another. You know, like we have the inspiration hour, we are here to provide you some form of comfort and entertainment. Hope you can appreciate that. And with that said, I keep forgetting to say good morning to Cecilia, because I keep having her in two places. But she's back in New York. So let me say good morning to my classmate, Cecilia. She was included there with all the other classmates, but I still got a special good morning to my friend Cecilia Wallace. She lost a family member earlier this week, Hansi Taylor. You know, we offer our condolences. And also to Barbara. Barbara Ivor Henry, she lost a relative. It's her condolences. And, you know, like I said, we remember with fondness our people. And we take our grief with a sense of awareness that there is something to be acquired, something to learn, even if we don't know what that thing is at the moment. But as we grieve together, we grieve in peace, it makes the grief a little bit easier to, it makes the pain a little bit easier to bear, the burden is a little bit easier to carry when we carry it together. So the entertainment show and its staff would wish you all the best and comfort in your time of bereavement. Thank you. Now, let me just go on and ring out for you the birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes for today, May 27th, 2022. Okay, it is today in 1564 that John Calvin, a Protestant religious reformer and theologian, died at the age of 54. In 1679, Habeas Corpus Act was passed in England, strengthening a person's right to challenge unlawful arrest and imprisonment. In 1703, St. Petersburg, what is now Leningrad, was founded by the Tsar Peter the Great. In 1863, the U.S. Civil War, in the U.S. Civil War, the siege of Port Hudson in Louisiana by Union forces began. It lasts 48 days, and it's the longest American military. In 1878, Australian cricket fast bowler Fred Scofforth takes 6-for-4 and 4-for-16 in quickfire, 9-wicket tour match win over MCC, that's the British, in London. In 1895, British inventor Rick Eccles patents film camera projector. In 1905, the Japanese fleet destroys the Russian East Sea Fleet in the Battle of Tsushima, the only decisive clash between modern steel battleships in history. In 1960, U.S. President Woodrow Wilson addresses the League to enforce peace formulated in 1916 and gives us public support to the idea of the League of Nations. In 1930, Richard Drew invents masking tape. In 1930, the 1,046-foot Chrysler Building in New York City, the tallest man-made structure of its time, opens to the public. In 1935, Supreme Court declares Franklin D. Roosevelt's National Recovery Act unconstitutional. In 1937, the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco opens up to build their strength. 1920, the miracle, what is called the miracle of Donatel, British and Allied forces begin the evacuation of Dunkirk during the Second World War. In 1941, the German battleship Bismarck was sunk by British naval forces. In 1948, the Arabs blew up a Jewish synagogue in Herbert Rabbi Yehuda at sea. In 1951, Chinese communists forced the Dalai Lama to surrender his army to Beijing. In 1958, Ernest Green becomes the first African American to graduate from Little Rock Central High School. In 1963, Jomo Kenyatta was elected the first Prime Minister of Kenya. In 1964, Jawaharlal Nehru becomes the first Prime Minister of India. An important leader of the Indian independence movement, but died of a heart attack at the age of 74. In 1969, Walt Disney, the construction of Walt Disney begins at Bay Lake and Lake Buena Vista in Florida. In 1975, American former world heavyweight boxing champion Ezra Charles died of ALS at the age of 3. In 1981, U.S. President Ronald Reagan survived an assassination attempt on his life by John Hinckley Jr., who attempts suicide by overdosing on Tylenol. In 1994, Alexander Solzhenitsyn, a Russian writer, returns to Russia after 20 years in exile. In 1995, actor Christopher Reeves, who played Superman, is paralyzed from the neck down after falling from his horse in a riding competition in Culpeper, Virginia. In 1997, Russian President Boris Yeltsin signed the historic treaty with NATO. In 1999, the International Criminal Tribunal for former Yugoslavia indicted Slobodan Milosevic and four others for war crimes and crimes against humanity committed in Kosovo. Those are your birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes for today, May 27, 2020. Compliments.
Violence gone rampant in every land. and lift our heads to the trees, to the very sky above you.
Oh Lord, oh Lord,
let there be happiness in our soul.
Have the popularity of Mali, but made fantastic contribution to the literature that should have awakened the consciousness of people here in the Caribbean, particularly, and the world in general. I make a little of Bamali. So much trouble in the world. I ain't from him. I'm Bunny Whale, a bad reaction. Any one of those will do for me right
now. Why did he look for that? Hello?
Hello? Yes.
I can't.
That's cool.
Hello, I just wanted to say that Cardinal said we're celebrating WIT, but that's island-wide. But for the Pentecostal churches like my church, we are celebrating Pentecostal weekend.
Pentecostal weekend. That's the name.
Yes.
For it. So they have
we're having services. We had last night a concert, and then we're having church at 9 o'clock tomorrow in Bastia. And then on Monday at 2 o'clock, we have in church as well. So that's a big weekend for my church, because we're Pentecostals.
Okay. I'm not sure, but is the term WIT offensive to the Pentecostal people for any reason? Just like,
No. I mean, that's what we grew up knowing, right? Most people.
Yes.
But the Pentecostal church call it the Pentecostal weekend because it's a big, that's one of our big weekends.
Pentecostal weekend for the Pentecostal church, and I guess for everybody else, it's the WIT weekend. I think it has something to do with the religious holidays.
Yeah, it's a religious holiday. That's when that's when we were given the Holy Spirit, right? So,
I'm putting it short,
because I don't want to sound like a pastor here now.
I got my Holy Spirit. I had my Holy Spirit long before that, but it left and then it came back.
Come on, Cardinal. Anyway, that's good. It's all good that you have the Holy Spirit. That's all good, because that's the Holy Spirit is what leads us.
And
if we listen to the Holy Spirit, we go right all the time.
I was definitely Holy Spirit. He didn't lead me on the left. That's like I left. He like went up, but he came back. So I'm at the point of people are hostage. I'm trying to keep the Holy Spirit embraced.
Please do.
That's
don't let him get away. Because if you do, you're going to get off track.
Okay. Yeah.
The sun is on the rise.
great contribution, legendary contribution. Our culture. Actually, an African culture has molded in the Caribbean. I mean, if you go back and listen to some of the original African music, you would immediately recognize the rhythm. Okay. Like I say, the reggae artist did it for me. And so I'm gonna ask Ivan to bring up one of the more famous reggae artists, Bonnie Wheeler. He talks about moderation. He asks, you know, with all this problem, how are we do you? Can you get me, Bonnie Wheeler? Ivor? Moderation? Okay. There you go.
Ignorance, take a chance, maintenance,
Yes, all these chaotic and antagonistic circumstances that we've got to deal with, being in prison, being homeless, being hungry, the victims of crime, the victims of mental illness, and all that, the victims of denial of proper, adequate social services like healthcare, and education, and medicine, and water, you know. Anyway, before I get any further, I want to ask you about a little disturbing picture. I'm not forgetting the fact that this month, and let me just say it here, we are celebrating a lot. And we are focusing on now African Liberation Day, which is usually observed on May 25th. We don't hear a lot about that. You know, people pass around, celebrate Mother's Day, but African Liberation Day is an extremely important day, because with all this chaos that we're talking about, there's something about the quest for African liberation that identifies the center of all this chaos. But we'll get to that later. Interestingly and ironically, May 25th also observed the third anniversary of the murder of George Floyd. That was a murder that was, you know, spanned around, you know, around the world, and everybody fight. I mean, it was gut-wrenching for the people who are the members of George Floyd's family, but it was just as gut-wrenching for all those of us who looked at it and come to realize that it wasn't a movie. It was something happening in real time. And the technology that surrounded us at the time that provided us the ability to be witnesses to George Floyd's murder, I'm sure any one of us who saw that video would have been able to testify in court as to what we saw. Present time. So, unfortunately, ironically, strangely enough, he was murdered on African Liberation Day in 2020, May 20th, 2020. Now, we remember after that incident, there was a lot of protests all around the world in major cities. And so there was also a lot of placating. All the business, the big corporate businesses started to make offers and had these grand plans to address police brutality, which is one of the major causes of death for black men in particular. Not that black women are left out. Because we do remember Sandra Bland and we do remember Breonna Taylor. But unfortunately, again, what about the racial? Nothing has changed in terms of, you know, reform that they were talking about so valiantly. You know, because these offers were made in the midst of a sense of guilt, not out of a promise of the goodness of a people. So once the shock value of the event wore off, the offers went out of the door with them. You know, promises were made to the young lady who shot the video, Miss Danella Fraser. I'm not sure, we haven't heard about whether she was offered those scholarships and all these things that she got some kind of a price that was close to a Pulitzer, but, you know, we don't know what else was offered, because that was a crucial piece of evidence. Frightening, yes, but crucial. So, you know, we don't know if what the young lady was offered ever came through. We know that what black people in general were offered did not come. Anyway, in light of that, I'm going to ask this question. I just asked him this minute. Earlier this week, as a matter of fact, Thursday or yesterday, I got a video from an incident that is alleged to have occurred at the Charlestown Secondary School. That is my high school. I claim it on May 24th. And the ministry issued some form of a communique about this incident. So I wanted to ask Linus whether she heard of anything that had taken place with respect to that fiasco.
No, I saw the videos, but I don't know. Police-wise, you mean, or criminal-wise, or police got involved and so? I don't know. I didn't hear that part.
Okay. Well, even if it's not the police.
But
I'm
that was really crazy. How all the children, everybody were beating one little girl. That's crazy.
Yes. That was absolute madness. You know?
Madness.
And,
everybody, no, I mean, nobody was on her side? She must be felt like the ugly duckling.
I'm asking whether or not, whether anybody was there had the awareness to say, hey, wait a minute here, stop this. You know, like what we used to call in our day, part the fight.
Right, that's what I'm saying. All the children were beaten up. All of the children were beaten on this one.
Nobody was there to say, stop the fight. And nobody was there to say, this is unconscionable that all of you would, you know,
None of the children. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know.
All of the children thought that they should beat on her. I don't know why. That's weird, isn't it?
And the funny thing is, the young lady looked as if she wasn't even interested in fighting. She just put up her hands.
She was just trying to keep it in there.
Yes. So I'm not just in terms of police, but in terms of school administrators. Did anyone get on the ear and say anything to the parents?
Yes, the ministry put out. Yes, ministry did. I saw a communique where the ministry put out and said that they were investigating. They saw the videos, and apparently there's two videos, and they are investigating it. I saw that communique.
No. I understand that you're going to do an investigation. But some sort of initial step had to be taken, you know. This is something apparently that happened in school. When I went to school and there was a fight, everybody who had to be involved in fight, and even those who had anything to do with encouraging it, even if you did not participate.
Exactly. Every jack man got licked.
You had to show up at the principal's office to give an
account. Everybody got licked.
Okay. Now,
before you bring in police, the principal called everybody up there, and everybody get. No,
okay.
It's like, remember that they don't beat children in school anymore, because that's abuse.
Okay.
So now they have to call in the police.
So what is the police going to do?
Well, investigate. I don't know what they can do, but all of them, all of them should have been given a couple.
Now, I'm not
a
sure
couple
if
of
that's
lashes.
The answer.
That's what they needed.
I'm not sure, but if that is the answer, but I'm not sure either if the administrators of the school, and I'm talking about from the teachers going all the way up to the Minister of Education, has a clue as to what needs to be done, because the first thing that we're going to run
that's
to
the
is
modern,
some form
that's
of
the
punishment.
Modern day, the modern day society.
The first thing that we're going to think about is some sort of punishment for the perpetrators. And we somehow think the harsher the punishment, the better it serves. Something that I completely disagree with. Because up to now, I see something happening that needs to be addressed beyond the fight itself. I see something that needs to be addressed, so I'm wondering if the school administrators, counselors, and everybody else see this thing and are about to address it, because it is very serious.
But children would need to be counseled. They should have sessions of counseling because that's weird that all the children find it necessary to beat on one girl.
All of them need some counseling, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You know, so I would like to, I'm curious as to know how this is being handled because it looked really terrible. You know, it looks like, you know, you have a whole
long time ago, something like that happened. I mean, you have two people have a beef and the teacher, somebody would run and call the teacher, run and call the principal. And then these two people would be taken into the principal's office. And, you know, from when I taught, because I taught for 11 years, and that's what would happen. Those two people who were fighting initially would be sent to the principal's office, and then she would deal with it and find out what happened and what happened and dish out whatever punishment was necessary. But these days, everybody taking it into their own hands?
Yeah. Nobody's in control.
Yeah, I remember when I taught, as soon as any little argument or anything, somebody wanted to say, teacher, come, two people fighting or two people arguing or whatever. Somebody would come and call the teacher. But nobody called the teacher. Everybody thought that it was necessary to beat on her. I don't know. It's crazy.
I wonder if Donna is still with her.
Yeah, because Donna taught her even longer than I did.
Oh, yeah, Donna taught
me. I'm right here.
I'm wondering.
Oh, okay.
Donna.
Yeah.
You saw the fiasco. What are your thoughts about it? Did you get
that was very brutal of those children and that one little girl.
Uh-huh.
And I'm wondering what happened the day of, because I haven't heard a statement from the headmaster. I haven't heard anything from the school point of view. I haven't heard anything from the school. I know they said the ministry put out some kind of statement there. And
right.
I think a political party put out some swell, but as from the school, I haven't heard anything from the school.
Right.
Condemning that
and act. If the administrators of the school cannot, you know, maintain order and, you know, enforce the rules of discipline, okay, I am questioning whether or not, I'm questioning what kind of destiny that we're having. What does that say for our schools, period?
And the thing
you know,
darling,
over there as a teacher, you know that the children would have run, even one or two would have run and called the teacher quickly.
No, but it seems like everybody was happy that this little girl getting beat up. Nobody interested
in
getting a teacher.
Exactly, and you're in the
They were interested in beating a girl, and I wonder how long has this thing been going on? Because it seems to me like nobody likes this little girl. And she wasn't even interested because she was just trying to ward off the blow.
Right,
exactly.
She did a good job, though, because in the end, she looked like she was all right.
Yeah,
she cannot, I don't think that she could be all right. I don't think that the attack that I saw on her means to me.
Oh, mentally she won't be.
Yeah.
I was talking physically. She seemed to come out.
Yeah.
Oh, mentally, yeah, really nice.
Seems, the bruises on her and so.
Right.
But of course she would have
some. She must get hung up. For all them liquor she ain't
of course she would get some, but I mean, you know, in the end when I saw her when she left the building, finally, she was
then
able
she
to walk out.
She finally
get
out and went through the door.
Right. That's what that meant. But emotionally and, you know, she's going to be a wreck. And I mean, if I was her parents, I would send her back to
that
school.
The girl is traumatized right now. They need to get out of the school.
Exactly.
No,
that was crazy,
I think they need to get a hold of the students as a whole, because if you can see this happening, you know, in this one incident, it is likely to happen in other incidents. I'm really curious to know as to the why, but I'm saying that something preceded the event itself. I'm thinking of the kind of maybe abuse, emotional, otherwise, that she might have to endure. She might have endured before the fight actually broke out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so because it was like an automatic, like somebody flicked a switch, and everybody descended on her. For if you see her engaged in some kind of heated conversation or interaction with one person and everybody else standing around, and then it's like somebody flicked a switch. The young lady who she was having the interaction with, you know, looked to me like the aggressor. It's like her aggression and her act of aggression flicked a switch, and everybody else descended on this one.
And she knew she had the backing of the rest.
Probably she knows. So there's a lot of things for us to find out. I'm hoping that, you know, the people in the community would have enough to be satisfied that the school administrators and the administrators of the ministry itself and the society at large have taken the right approach to addressing the problem, the fight itself, and whatever underlies that fight. That's what I'm hoping for. Okay.
And that can be seen as a gang too, there was a police talking on ZRZ a couple of months ago, and he said that the gangs are formed from, what is it, kindergarten, grade 3, grade 2, or something like that, some very low grade in primary schools. And he said that, you know what, and his mother, as my grandmother would say, I mean, so we can see from there where gangs can be formed.
Well, if you know,
because now
she has
that gang over there, and now she could pick up a gang, and then you could have one war in the school.
Well, you know, let's hope for better prospects. Let's hope that the administrators would undertake to address this now, and, you know, take it out from whatever roots or
exactly.
Whatever seeds it may have germinated.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. That's what's been happening around here. Everybody taking the line to the hands. You do me something and I borrow a gun or get a gun and I shoot you down. Like, we had another murder this morning. When I woke up, that's the first thing I saw.
Oh.
It's just murder and theft and violence. Like, they break into some people can't park the car into Nevis. And they mash up all the people's car, all the glass to get inside to steal whatever. I mean, it's crazy. Very crazy.
Well, I suspect that's why we went to the polls in whenever we go to the polls. I think that's what we say we go to the polls for, to appoint people and give them the power, because we think that they have the intelligence, but at least they represent that to. You know, they think that they have the consciousness and intelligence to know how to address these things so that they do not occur. So if these things continue to occur, which means somebody is fooling somebody somewhere. That's my thought. Now, as I said, we've been celebrating or observing African liberation. It's not a term that a lot of people are familiar with, even though it's a term that has been in existence for some time. But the Calypsonians themselves have, the artists in the Caribbean have addressed it from time to time, both in specific and general terms. Those who share my love for Calypso would have remembered David Rudder, Katie, I'm Sorry. Okay? They would have remembered King Austin, because as we were enjoying the development of technology and calling it progress, we were avoiding the fact or ignorant of the fact that that every piece of new technology, every advancement in the development of technology was destructive to human beings. Now, with that said, I wonder if Ivor listening to me now. Ivor, you listening? Okay, maybe not. So let me go ahead. I was hoping that you could give us some more music in between to break up the thing before I get to my comments.
Yeah, what's the request?
King Austin, progress.
You got to make sure we have that one.
Yeah, we do. Probably have to go to K. I'll do the search.
Okay, they can't be online until they cut it. Don't give it dead on it.
Okay. Let me go ahead and introduce my commentary. Just wanted to break it up a little bit. If I could have a dime for every time I hear people speak of the need for unity, I'd be a multi-millionaire. Now, how many times have you heard the terms or the phrase, we all need to get together as a response to the disenfranchisement of people and their neglect and and sense of disappointment at the failure of our social administrators to act appropriately in the interest of human welfare? There are people who are disenfranchised, disenchanted, and disappointed over the outcome of social operation. Now, everyone might have his or own reason as to why this coming together never materializes. But today, I'll give you my explanation for it, and then you may be able to think of your own. Now, the observance of African Liberation Day was born of the inspiration that the unity or communion of African people is indispensable to their liberation. From there,
can I get another one?
It has been observed on May 25th. That is because on May 1st, 1963, 32 African states met in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, for the first conference in the quest for African unity. It was called the Conference for the Organization of African Unity. But what is it that necessitated this conference? Let's see. In the late 15th century, European people began their expansion beyond Europe. To facilitate this expansion, they orchestrated the most ruthless criminal enterprise and campaign of terrorism that upon the people of colonized territories. this is the most brutal experience in the history of human beings. Now, we know that Enterprise today as European colonialism. This era of colonialism culminated with the Berlin Conference in 1884, in which ...14 European nations contrived to invade Africa and control its resources. Now, under European colonialism, as I said, European colonialism was advanced under the theme of the superiority of the white race. And within this assertion of superiority lies the claim of an absolute right to exclusive occupation and control of the earth and its resources. Now, those of you who share the teachings of history, as I did, will remember that this campaign started long before the end of the 15th century. This started probably somewhere around in 1532, which you will remember as, I'm not sure if I even got that date correct, which you will remember as the Treaty of Tordesillas, where the Pope, with the Catholic Church being the most powerful institution in the world at the time, the Pope decided that all territories beyond Europe were to be divided between its two favorite subjects, Spain and Portugal. Now, who gives this white man the authority that he thinks the world is his so that he can distribute it to whomever he wants? So, here we are now with the Berlin Conference, fast forward to the Berlin Conference in 1884, where 14 European countries decided that they were going to divvy up Africa and control its resources and its people. Now, this divvying up of Africa required a measure of depravity that was unprecedented, because it required the destruction of African societies, African culture, and African people. Okay? Like I said, this had begun back in the latter part of the 15th century. Now, Europeans unleashed their venom, their depravity on the indigenous peoples of the Caribbean, Asia, Australia, North and South America, Africa, and did I already say the Caribbean? Well, if I didn't, then I say the Caribbean. Okay? So, here is a situation that is created. And this is out of that circumstance created out of European colonialism that African people realize the need to create a communion to combat the consequences of European colonialism. Now, the idea of African unity did not begin in 1963. It began long before that. You remember, Three Trinidadians, H. Sylvester Williams, George Padmore, and T.L.R. James were the first to coin the term Pan-Africanism. And T.L.R. James organized the first Pan-African conference in London in 1900. Now, at that time, Marcus Garvey would have been 13 years old. But Marcus Garvey came later and advanced the same idea under the theme of Africa for Africans, one God, one aim, one destiny. That was his battle cry for the African people. It was called the Garvey Movement. But there were other people involved. In the Virgin Islands, around the same time, it was called the Danish West Indies. Edward Wilmer Blyden echoed the call for Pan-Africanism. They didn't call it this at then. Okay? Echoed the call for the unity of African people and the unity of the African continent. However, I'm identifying three figures thus far. The three Trinidadians, Marcus Garvey. Marcus Garvey was born in 1887. So by the time H. Sylvester Williams organized the first Pan-African conference in London in 1900, he was just 13 years old. He might have been influenced by it, but he advanced the cause of African people very vehemently. And remember, he was undermined. By whom? By people of African ancestry as well. So the liberation of African people has always been at detriment because of the loyalty that black people feel they owe to the system of white supremacy. So here we have Garvey being undermined. Well, the entire movement of Pan-Africanism in Africa was also undermined by who, again, betraying African people, betraying the movement for African liberation. So here we have the Europeans, using this divide and conquer tactics, are able to control the entire world. Particularly, they control the continent that has all the resources upon which the development of technology depends. Okay, so when Nkrumah attended the Pan-Africanist Conference in London in 1945, when he returned to Ghana, he secured the independence of Ghana in 1957. And from there, he began his political journey to advance the theory of Pan-Africanism throughout Africa. Kwame Nkrumah was able to go up to North Africa and convince those people up there who identified themselves as Arabs that they were African first and Arab after. One of the people who latched onto this idea of Pan-Africanism and the unity of Africa was the most recently murdered president of Libya, the Honorable Muammar Gaddafi, on Pan-Africanism. He was such a Pan-Africanist, you know, because we grew up hearing of Libya and Egypt being Arab states. Gaddafi was such a staunch Pan-Africanist, so dedicated to the reunification of Africa and African controlling their resources, that he earned the wrath of the people, other people who call themselves Arab. like they people over in Saudi Arabia. They couldn't stand Gaddafi. So they isolated him. They didn't consider him. They decided whether he could be, he would be considered a Muslim or not. Okay? But eventually, Gaddafi lost his fight to advance the interests of African people when he was murdered by Western, orchestrated by Western power, Patrice Lumumba, Abdul Nasser. We saw how they tried to demolish Robert Mugabe. They kept Nelson Mandela in jail. They helped to keep Nelson Mandela in jail for 27 years. And then tried to make us believe that they were instrumental in securing his freedom from prison. Okay? They do the same thing to the rest of us. They orchestrate our enslavement and then try to convince us that they are the architects of our freedom. And much of us, too many of us, believe that story. So here we are. At this juncture, still struggling to put together what we call African unity to secure the liberation of African people. We should be focusing on that as we observe African Liberation Day for 2023. And beyond. Thank you. Ivor, if you didn't find Bonnie Wheeler, you can give me some Bob Marley, Africa Unite. I should say, King Austin. Give me some Bob Marley, Africa Unite. And ride, Natty, ride.
In order for you and me to devise some kind of method or strategy to offset some of the events or a repetition of the events that have taken place here in Los Angeles recently, we have to go to the root. We have to go to the cause. Dealing with the condition itself is not enough. And it is because of our effort toward getting straight to the root that people oftentimes think we are dealing in hate. We are oppressed. We are exploited. We are downtrodden. We are denied not only civil rights, but even human rights. So the only way we're going to get some of this oppression and exploitation away from us or aside from us is come together against a common enemy. Who taught you to hate the texture of your hair? Who taught you to hate the color of your skin to such extent that you bleach to get like the white man? Who taught you to hate the shape of your nose and the shape of your lips? Who taught you to hate yourself from the top of your head to the soles of your feet? Who taught you to hate your own kind? Who taught you to hate the race that you belong to? So much so that you don't want to be around each other. No, before you come asking Mr. Muhammad, does he teach hate, you should ask yourself, who taught you to hate being what God gave you? And I, for one, as a Muslim, believe that the white man is intelligent enough. If he were made to realize how black people really feel and how fed up we are without that old compromising sweet talk. Stop sweet talking it. Tell him how you feel. Tell him how, what kind of hell you've been catching, and let him know that if he's not ready to clean his house up, if he's not ready to clean his house up, he shouldn't have a house. It should catch on fire and burn down. But don't
got Negroes today with no badge or no white skin or no white sheet or no white anything else. The police the same way. They put their club upside your head and then turn around and accuse you of attacking them. Every case of police brutality against a Negro follows the same pattern. They attack you, bust you all upside your mouth, and then take you to court and charge you with assault. What kind of democracy is that? What kind of freedom is that? What kind of social or political system is it when a black man has no voice in court, has no nothing on his side other than what the white man chooses to give him? My brothers and sisters, we have to put a stop to this. And it will never be stopped until we stop it ourselves. They attack the victim.
Buffalo soldier, dead like a rasta. It was a buffalo soldier in the heart of America. From Africa, brought to America.
Yes. That is Bob, one of Bob Marley's version of African presence in the so-called European New World, out of Africa into a region controlled by Europeans, the center of which was North America. But the struggle remained just as real as when these two events first happened, thereby the Buffalo Soldier. If you can find me, Bob Marley's, either writing at the Ride of Africa Unite, I'd also appreciate that one.
Speak on Silkano, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. So the thing is that, the thing that concerns me though, is that despite these messages, I mean, Black Marley is highly celebrated in the Caribbean, but for his music, but the lyrics are just as powerful. Somehow, we do not seem to be advancing the quest that his lyrics propose. As a matter of fact, in the Caribbean, we do not seem to be advancing the vision of many of our ancestors who advanced the cause for liberation. We do not seem to be advancing the vision or pursuing the vision of Toussaint Louverture, Jean-Jacques Dessalines, and Henri Christophe, who engineered the independence of Haiti, making Haiti the first black republic in the midst of when the entire European syndicate, and remember that syndicate exists today, so don't tell me about it in the past, because that syndicate exists today as the G7. They just had a meeting last week in Japan, in Hiroshima, Japan. The G7, the Global 7, these are the rich countries of the world who sit down together in a conference and determine how to maintain their position of supremacy within it. Now, it started out as the G6, but they added Japan as their token non-white country to sit at their table. But now you got the G7. And they decide how the economics of this world should be managed. Who should get what? And as you know, they also decide how the politics of this world should be managed. Now they've recently been getting some pushback from Africa, which is really enlightening to see. You know, the president of Kenya, William Ruto, you know, there's a youngster over in South Africa, his name is Julius Malema, who's challenging the ACC and saying the ANC, telling us that the ANC has lost its way. It's now buckling under the weight of Western pressure. So he got expelled from the ANC. And he created a party called the EFF. Okay, so you have that conflict over there. The ANC has abandoned its role as a revolutionary force for the liberation of African people, and that's its position. They are bowing and submitting to Western pressures a little bit too much for Malema's liking. So, we have William Ruto. We have Professor Patrick Lumumba, a powerful voice in the quest for African unity and the liberation of African people. And may I share this with you, my brothers out of the Caribbean, When they say African people, they mean African people, including the people in they call us Africans in the diaspora. So those of us who grew up thinking that we were British because we carried a British passport but weren't British citizens, mm-hmm. and think that we got to sing God Save the Queen and rule Britannia, Britannia rule the waves, we better get with the program. Because this loyalty, this allegiance to Western socioculture is what's stifling our progress and undermining our quest for liberation. The enslaved man. Go ahead.
Africa, unite, 'cause we're moving right out of Babylon, and we're going to our father's land. Yeah. How good and how pleasant it would be before God and man, yeah, to see the unification of all Africa.
Don't give up the fight, no. Don't give up the fight. right. Sick and tired of your hissing, kissing. Dying to go to heaven in a hissing, kissing. We know and we understand. Almighty God is a living man. You can fool some people sometimes, but you can't fool all the people all the time. Now you see the light. Stand up for your right.
Later, Edward Heath was deporting
children of West Indian parents who were born in England because they couldn't be British citizens. As far as Edward Heath was concerned, they weren't human enough to be considered British citizens. So, you know, in honor those who advanced the cause for the unity and liberation of African people, we've got to decide, although we as individuals, I can't force anybody to do that, to revoke or renounce our allegiance to Western socioculture, whether it's Britain, France, Germany, it doesn't matter who. Revoke or renounce our allegiance to Western socioculture and revoke that culture. I know that is going to kind of be difficult for most people to do because that's what they grew up on. But it's necessary, indispensable to our liberation. You remember back in 1962 started the West Indian, what was called the West Indian Federation. That fell apart. Again, I say, the divide and conquer tactics of the European was at work here. It has never been attempted since then. And I trace that all the way to the fight. I trace that allegiance to Western culture, Western society, Western socioculture, all the way to that fight that I witnessed between the students at CSS. That's how serious it is. It hasn't left. So, really, I'm hoping to impress upon people the importance of recognizing the significance of African Liberation Day. Today it's known as Africa Day. And reclaim your heritage and identity as an African. Thank you. It's good to have you here today. So let me hear. Lynette, come on in and say your goodbyes. We've got a few more minutes, maybe about 8 more minutes.
Okay. Well, I would just like to say everybody have a good weekend. I know you guys having a holiday as well, so enjoy it safely. And I pray that ours will go safely as well. It started out not nice, but we pray and hope that, you know, things will go a lot better and the young people take heed of themselves and stop the nonsense. Yeah?
We all the people got to teach them. If we can get them to listen.
I don't know. Sometimes, they're being taught, but they're not taking it on.
We can lead them to the water. We got to find out, convince them to understand why they are thirsty. Yeah. We can't make them thirsty.
I agree. The right examples have to be set. And I agree with that as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, well, everybody enjoy the weekend and be safe.
I think our political administrators behave in much the same way.
Oh, yeah. Some of them, yeah.
Okay.
I actually saw a video out of Anguilla that was not nice as well, between some politicians cussing and carrying on in a bar.
Okay.
And then they had to come up to apologize. So, you're right to that.
Too late by that time. Yeah.
Any support?
Donna?
Okay, Sam, good morning to Kathleen. I didn't say good morning to Kathleen this morning. And Mertrice, you didn't get to come on this morning, but I know you were listening.
Donna, we just still with us. Come on in and.
Oh, and Donna. Okay, bye, Donna, too, as well. Mm-hmm.
Okay, yes, I would like to say that our program today was a little different from the norm, but I still enjoyed it anyway, as I'm multitasking here. I'm also here looking at the funeral of my beloved family. So, I enjoyed it still. We have a holiday weekend here in New York. Monday is Memorial Day. Everybody, and I know you have with Monday, I think, in the Caribbean. So everybody enjoy your weekend. And have a nice week until we meet up next week.
Thank you. And I would also like to say my goodbyes, as Dana was indicating. It was not the usual show today, but it was not the usual circumstance either. So, you know, hope that you enjoy it nevertheless. We always try to make it the best for our listeners in the hope that we can provide each of the elements of entertainment, inspiration, education, information. And we would hope you would enjoy part or all of what we have to offer. I'm going to be here next week because I enjoy bringing this show to you. And so I hope that you will be too. But until then, have a great week. Ivor, give us one more to get off
yes, okay,
on the road.
Yeah, channel. Let's just say tomorrow you can get in on the act when the heavyweight comes in for the cricket show at 6 in the p.m. until 9. And if it's inside edge, it's one you're not going to want to miss. So you're going to make sure you get in there. 515-205-9850. Then if you're audible, you can come on and tell us the main topic for tomorrow. But we know the IPL is in store. I'm sure you would touch a little bit on the basketball. We're hoping that Miami Heat do the honorable thing and pick out Celtics this evening.
Thank you, Ivor.
Yes.
Thank you. We hope you can join us where we'll have a few items on the agenda. We'll be covering, at least discussing, the IPL, which is coming to the final today, tomorrow, with the Gujarat Titans against the Chennai Super Kings. We hope to discuss the West Indies changes that they've made to their A squad and the squad to play in Sharjah, as well as the squad that will be contesting a place for the ODI finals. And we'll discuss the West Indies Women's Blaze T20 Championship, which has just been wrapped up with the final game this weekend. We will be able to discuss who is going to end up as the champions, but it looks a very interesting game. And try hard not to miss the IPL. It has been very exciting. Take care, all of you, and we look forward to you joining us again next Saturday on the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. And Sunday, flip over and join the cricket show. Thank you, and goodbye for now. Back to you, Ivor.
Here on earth the road is rugged, there are rocks to hurt my feet, and I can hardly walk without stumbling here. But I've heard about the city, where the streets with gold are paved, and by the grace of God I'm going there. I'm going home. Someday soon, and it won't be long, I'll be singing my last song. I'll be walking on these stones for the last time. Then I'll hear my Savior say, child, come on home to stay. All the splendors of in heaven, they'll be mine. I'm going home. Someday soon, and it
Savior some sweet day. I'm going home,
I'm going home,
I'm going home,
I'm going home.
There's nothing in this world that could make me stay.
Indeed, we all are going home, and folks, let's make a fruitful memorial weekend for those in the Atlanta area. It's a carnival for them, so we're going to ask whoever to be safe and be mindful that when you're driving, drive to your destination. So that's it for us, folks. We're going to be a million times over in difficult circumstances. So until next time, peace.
I'm going to see my Savior some sweet day.